T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hasn't gotten old yet. This segment is brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. Oh, yeah. Now, we've agreed that this song is sort of a downer, right? Gloria's got a lot going on, and she's looking out for somebody, right? She thinks she's headed for a breakdown? Well, I'll tell you what happened. There was one St. Louis Blues player. He broke down, in a manner of speaking. Zach Sanford, forward for the Blues. And I feel like this part is relevant based on what I'm going to say next. 24 years old. So very much at like super senior age for college, right? He's going to grad school somewhere. He's getting his MBA. He's on the 5-year plan. The video is out there. Deadspin has it. I think everyone kind of got a hold of it at this point. Zach Sanford's sitting in like a nice convertible or whatever in the Blues victory parade. They're enjoying the hell out of themselves. Recall, I think it was like actually not searing hot there. It was just rainy and crappy. Because when the Penguins had their most recent one, there's Justin Schultz like striding down the Boulevard of the Allies, drinking a beer mid-stride, and it's the legendary picture that gets photoshopped. Well, Zach Sanford's sitting in like the back of this convertible, so basically sitting right where the trunk would start, I guess. Somebody is taping him, and he just pukes everywhere. I'm not talking like a little bit of puke. I'm talking pukes into his hands. His clothes had to be covered. They had to stink. If you're smelling vomit right now in your mind for the first time in years and you're going to retch, I apologize, because Craig had that look on his face just now. He just puked. He drank too much and he puked. We know these guys chug a ton of beer for this and probably are doing untold numbers of shots. Craig, do you remember the last time you yoinked from drinking? Just went, bleh.
It's been a really long time.
I'm thinking I've got to be at least in the 5 to 7 years range now.
That's what I was thinking.
I know it's since I've known Alex, like we've had one or two nights where we partied way too hard, but it's probably not since we got married at the very least.
That's what I was going to go by. I've been married
so
for over 5 years.
At least 3 years, but probably longer than that if I had to guess. I didn't puke at all in my bachelor party. No, definitely not. I was man about town for that. Just enjoying myself. I was like, I felt like the guy at the party like walks around in a robe with like a cocktail in his hand. I felt like the dude in Lebowski.
That was you then.
Not really Hugh Hefner. I felt like the dude in Lebowski at my bachelor party. Is it acceptable? Because I think at 24, you're celebrating. Your team hasn't won a Stanley Cup in their 52 years of existence. I think it's acceptable to boot it. Here's the real question, because I could never do this. I didn't understand how people did it. Like, I would go puke and function, but when people would say puke and rally, those are like cyborgs walking among us. Those are not real people. If your friends are like, yeah, I puked and rallied in college, you have a friend who's like an alien.
No, that's going too far.
Do you think he puked and rallied?
Yes.
He almost has to at that point, right?
Absolutely.
He's pot committed. He's driving in a freaking car down like a main street. I think you've got to get it back together.
I don't know what else you would do. Would you just sit there and feel like hungover for the rest of the parade?
So everybody knows who he is. I'm assuming he puked on his hockey sweater. Does he take the hockey sweater off?
No, I think you wear that like a badge of honor.
Oh, but it stinks. And there was I think it was him, a woman who I don't know if was with him or with another player, but I think she was sitting between two players, I think. How are you not, if you're in that car, I think the guy owes it to you to clean up his own mess and be done.
And aren't those cars just like people volunteer cars or like dealerships send
cars
for these things?
Yeah, dealerships just slap one of their stickers
so
on
it. So do you sell that as puked in by?
If you're an enterprising dealer at that point, I think your move there is, hey, You want to take, it's like the Seinfeld John Voight's car. Yeah, this is John Voight's car.
I make it clear that we have cleaned the car.
Oh, yeah, we detailed this thing spick and span, and it looks great, but Zach Sanford absolutely lost his lunch in this car.
You know
car.
How they put, like, special cars inside the dealership?
Yes.
That one goes inside and has a picture, like, on the dash of him puking in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if he autographed a part of the car in, like, silver marker?
Puked here, signed by...
Just autograph, like, the windshield and, like, a grease marker that they can wipe off or something.
It sells for above face value.
I'd like to believe that at Shorkey, the cars I drive get resold for even more. They're like, hey, Mueller drove this and he autographed the windshield temporarily. So that drove the value through the roof. We've actually got to charge you $11 billion for this car.
High markup here.
Mueller's priceless, as a matter of fact. Oh, you've heard that every car depreciates when you drive it off the lot? Untrue. Chris Mueller appreciated the value of this car in perpetuity. I can't decide whether it's something to be embarrassed about, because, like, you are a grown man on some level, puking in front of literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people, or if nobody partied better than him. Who partied better? Let me ask you this. Zach Sanford pukes in front of people. Can we get Gloria, by the way, a little bit more for this? Can I have that? Is that too much to ask? It doesn't feel right to be talking about them without it. I just need to hear it. There we go. Okay. Who partied harder and better? Sanford or Ole when Ole was passing out with his shirt off, sunburning,
Ole.
Right before a thunderstorm in a high rise?
Absolutely Ole.
Really?
Yeah, because he got to enjoy the whole parade.
That feels like a homer answer.
No, he got to enjoy the whole parade and then had the great moment after.
I don't know. You're assuming that Sanford doesn't enjoy the parade post-vomit.
Well, I'm sure he did, but you can only enjoy it so much after you vomited.
Unless he kind of takes a couple bottles of water, eats like a sandwich, and then it's right back to work.
I go Ole.
If I were, and we've had Chris Harabi on, who I think does both the Blues and the Cardinals pre and post out at KMOX in St. Louis. If I were him, I wouldn't want to talk to anybody else this offseason, or like right now, than Zach Sanford, more than Zach Sanford.
Well, that's like here. Everybody wanted to get Justin Schultz and Ole after their parade.
I feel like that's an interview that has to happen. Thank you. I needed extra Gloria to help me through this talk. What percentage of our listeners do you think drank enough to get sick and throw up in college? And were you a guy that did it the night of or the next morning with the hangover getting you?
Yeah, next morning.
I remember my buddies and I thought it was like a point of pride. Oh, yeah, man, I didn't even puke last night. I had a lot to drink. And then it finally just took over one night and happened, and I was like, man, I feel ten. You wake up the next morning, if you don't do it the next morning, you have it happen the night of, and you are just like, I feel like $1 million. I'm going to the gym.
Well, there's kind of a reason why your body's trying to get that
I out. Understand that. I get it. I'm just saying we stupidly thought that it was like a mark
of
masculine toughness.
No,
I held it in. I think in the end I respect it. I do. I respect that, hey, you can only win your first Stanley Cup one time, and he got his money's worth. So we're into the NFL's, what would I call it, their doldrums period? We're into that period between minicamp and training camp, where everyone goes home, where linemen pretend that they're doing cardio the entire time, especially that one dude on the Ravens who literally looks like two Casey Hamptons, like Casey Hampton ate Casey Hampton. We're in that period of the schedule, right? The offseason. But we are in a portion of the NFL's offseason calendar where it is very fun to do one thing in particular. And I'm going to recruit my very betting-happy producer, Craig Riley, into this. We're going to play a little game, maybe a little impromptu edition of Craig's Best Bets. That's coming up next. Youth baseball and softball are in full swing. 93.7 The Fan wants to join your teams this season. Visit 93.7thefan.com for details on how to register your team to have a chance for us to stop out to a game. Thanks to our sponsors, the Pittsburgh Pirates, Kennywood, Smith's Hot Dogs, Diamond Dogs, and Window Nation. So, we're at a very soft spot in the NFL schedule. Training camps won't ramp up for a little while. There's nothing to talk about. And yet somehow Florio over at PFT will just churn out. I'm going to do this. This is how I illustrate what a dead time of year it actually is in the NFL. You go to Pro Football Talk. Oh, man. I might just scrap the segment idea that I had, what we were going to do here, and just read the headlines from Pro Football Talk. Because Florio's entire staff of people, God bless them, They churn out content just like grist. I mean, this stuff is as bone dry as it gets, and yet I bet they do crazy page views anyway because people are just obsessed. You ready for that biggest headline on the site, Craig? Chandler Jones. Kyler Murray, quote, an impressive player. You would hope, right? He was the number one overall pick, the Heisman Trophy winner. This one's serious. Former Panthers running back Rod Smart missing. Police ask for help. Okay, that one's serious. And then we go right back into depressingly mundane. Eagles will open one training camp practice to public. Ron Rivera, Cam Newton's timing with receivers, quote, a work in progress. Saints have had, quote, some conversations with Michael Thomas on New Deal. Anything yet? Moving the needle at all? Josh McCown announces his retirement. Report, Michael Thomas deal with Saints could come before camp. We should have a really serious announcer voice guy read these. The guy who does, I think the guy who does In a World, I think he died. But there's got to be somebody with some gravitas who could read these. Like, report, Michael Thomas deal with Saints could come before camp. Looking at the best one-year stints in NFL history. Report, Jets likely to hire Phil Savage. When so many of these are report, colon, Ravens, Steelers will each host 15 practices open to the public this, yeah, this summer. Ravens and Steelers will host 15 practices open to the public. God, is that depressing. Like, don't... I would just tell him, like, listen, I'm going on summer vacation. I would tell my powers that be at NBC. I would just say, listen, I'm going on vacation. My whole staff's going on vacation. We're like teachers. Just, we will churn out 6,000 articles every week during football season. Let us be in the summer. I mean, this is depressing. The only real story on there is one that sucks because it's about a missing player.
I watched Pro Football Talk Live when I was on vacation one
day.
He's
better. He is better at that, though. Like, he becomes somehow more weirdly entertaining on that than I think his stories are.
I know
he doesn't write all of the stories. Obviously, he's kind of gotten away from that now, but... And then, the funniest thing, and I'm not making fun of Florio. My God, I go to the site every single day. It is a resource for anyone that
also,
works
we like
in our
to
business.
Have him on the show.
Correct. But I think even he would admit that, like, on days like today, he's like, listen, pal, we're scraping wood shavings off the bottom of the barrel here. We dried the barrel out, and now we're all getting splinters, okay? The thing I have always loved about his site that has made me laugh the hardest from probably the first time I stumbled across it in, like, what, 2012 or whatever, is in all caps after the major stories, like, he gets through about 10 stories, bang it here for the latest news and rumors.
I was just looking for it on the site. It was my favorite thing, and I think it's gone. How many days since the last arrest in the NFL, the counter that they used to have?
You would like that.
That's no longer on the page.
So anti-players. You would like it.
I loved it.
That belongs on Barstool. That's as crass as Barstool
that
is.
Thing sat at zero most times.
It should just be like percentage of NFL players who get arrested versus the average population, though, and then we can see who's laughing. Okay. Do I even want to do the segment I was going to do? Reading his headlines sort of just sucked the starch right out of me. I was just like, you know what? I'm beaten down by this. I don't know if I can do this. What it was going to be is the whole thing about every year in the NFL, I think there's a pretty good streak going. Maybe really since the league was founded. The same, since the playoffs expanded to 12 teams, I don't think you've had an instance, right, where the same 12 teams made it 2 years in a row. There's always turnover. I was getting ready to play everyone's favorite game for Craig's best bets of what non-playoff team from last year looks poised to make it this year. Would you like to hazard a guess?
I thought we were also doing who goes first to worst.
First to worst feels like the Bears.
I like the Texans on that one, actually.
You don't like Deshaun?
I do, but they have a tough division. That's why. The Bears are going to get passed by the Lions.
They and the Colts, but, well, there's the Green Bay Packers who are in the division to win it, and then the Lions could just go, like, 8-8. You don't think the Bears have, like, a 6-10 in them? Did Trubisky really impress you that
I liked him. I actually did.
Is it cliche to say that the obvious choices for out of the playoffs to in are the Packers and Steelers?
No. I mean, it's the ones that
Browns
make the most sense, yeah.
You know who I'm going? I'm not going to say worst to first, but they might pull it off. Or they wouldn't pull. They actually wouldn't pull it off. But I might go third to first, the 49ers.
Nowhere to go but up from last year.
I know. They
what
sucked.
About the Vikings? They were almost in the playoffs last year.
I don't like Kirk Cousins, man. Kirk Cousins drives me crazy. But I look at quarterbacks. Every time I look at this and I try to do this little mental exercise, I always look at it and say, who's got a quarterback that was hurt? Like, Deshaun Watson and Luck get hurt in 2017. Well, they're obvious candidates to come back good in 2018. Garoppolo tears his ACL. I know Bosa already is like jacked up with like a hand, like some sort of soft tissue injury. They feel like, though, a team that's
going
to do it.
There was a lot of hype around them going into the year.
Yeah, I don't know. I get the sense that they have that capability. You know, it wouldn't stun me. Actually, it would stun me. The Cardinals. What if Murray just comes out and is awesome right away?
They stunk so bad,
They're
though.
Horrible.
They have no talent.
That would be the most interesting one. What if he is just transformative to them? The more likely scenario is, if he's really good, he does what Mayfield did for the Browns, makes them like impressively mediocre.
Which is
truly
a huge
horrible.
Step.
Yeah, truly horrible to impressively mediocre. Man, I was all set to do this segment, and then just reading those Pro Football Talk headlines on a lark, what a gut punch that was. All right. Here's what we got for you. I don't know if I have a good giveaway strategy for this. Do I need to do this giveaway this hour, Craig? Or can I do it later in the show when I can think of something much funnier? All right. We got something for you later in the show that I'm going to think up a clever way to give away. Because that's what we do on this show now. First, though, I got to tell you, you can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. That's driven by Shorky Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Locations, North Huntington and the North Hills. At the top of the hour, this was another thing yesterday where there was like a little oversight on my part. You had the Roethlisberger thing. It was actually a vintage Pro Football Talk aggregation story. Jeremy Fowler had it, and then Pro Football Talk did a quick headline, like a rip and read about it, and talked about Roethlisberger's feeling about normalcy. I am curious as to whether or not normalcy is actually going to be the phrase that pays or the word of the day with the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2019. And if it's not, what that will say pretty definitively about the cause of last year's issues. I'll tell you what that all means. We'll square this all away coming up next. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.